Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers. Hey, welcome back. Gonna do another unconventional Today in Sports Betting episode. We're still rolling with Tally Site Thursday, but welcome back. Welcome into another edition, another episode. We're gonna try to be a little breezy today. It's gonna be a little more difficult to do with a thick, thick card like we have today. I am your host at DALE007 on Twitter. Devin Ellington in real life. Check us out at hoop-ball.com. Get all your fantasy needs taken care of. We got free content. We've got premium content. We've got pretty much everything that you could think of that you might need. So check us out over there. You need to go ahead and maybe get a wager pass. You probably should, honestly. 33 cents a day will get you picks from all 10, I think there's 10 of us now. 9 or 10 of us making picks, handicapping. Troy, Mr. Troy Markowski, he is hitting at almost 60% for NBA. We got a props guy. The Players Championship is going on starting today. We have someone that covers the golf. We've got a prop bet expert, a first half college basketball expert. So I'd come check us out. Stay for the premium, but come for the free stuff. The free articles, the free podcasts, the news and injury blurbs are phenomenal tools. Also, you should go over and check Manscaped out. Manscaped.com, use promo code HOOPBALL20. Use that promo code. You're going to get free shipping and 20% off. I recommend using it on the weed whacker. I'm using it on my ears and my nose hairs. Because those are some difficult ones to take care of, and tweezing them hurts like a big old, you know what I was going to say. But anyways, use that promo code. MyBookie is another one you need to go check out. HoopBall20 for Manscaped, HoopBall for MyBookie.ag. They got some bracket games going on right now. They're going to have some odds boosts throughout March Madness. You've got to check them out. This is some exciting stuff right now. March is probably the best time of the year. We get March Madness. We get opening day in baseball. We got the offseason and the draft and NFL free agency going on. We're in the thick of the NBA season. We're going to have postseason hockey here soon. We got college baseball. It's wild. It's wild. We're going to have spring games starting here soon for college football. Your red and white games, your crimson and whatevers and blues and yellows and maize and Gold. What is that, Michigan's? Anyways, I need to pick up the pace a little already. I'm already getting off on tangents like I normally do. Sorry for the dump at the front, but I'm going to definitely attack these games aggressively. And there's already some value that I really like. I've already submitted multiple plays onto the Wager Pass article over at hoop-ball.com. Really, really liking some small schools, looking at the MEAC today. But since it is Tally Site Thursday, let me start there. Let me just utilize them as the full, you know, base and stock for this show. Really, really looking forward to my picks today. I'm currently second out of 117 for this week. It's only Thursday and there's a lot of games to pick, but, you know, second. As long as I maintain and I don't do really, really bad, I've got a top five finish right here locked in. So really want to make sure to be mindful of my picks, but also being aggressive still. I am trying to chase down a top finish, a number one finish. I haven't had one on Tally Site yet. Not even college football, I don't think. I got close. And so I'm going to try to knock that out. And by doing so, I'm going to start with some picks right here. So let me go in order, see if I can't just kind of keep everything organized here. We're going to run through them. And I'm going to give you some juice. Lots of fun baseball games today too, by the way. Just want to throw that out there. I do like some underdogs. I've been tracking some more spring training stuff. Underdogs today that I was looking at, you know, Tampa Bay plus 105 is a short dog I like. Let's see, who else we got here? Cleveland plus 115 against San Diego. And this is going to be real brief. I'm just getting distracted here. Yeah, so let's start with those two. Yeah, we got some fun ones. Tomorrow's going to be a fun day. I'm off from my day job, my actual job. So I'm going to get to sit in front of a screen and just take in college basketball. Okay, so bright and early, 10:30 Central Standard Time, Michigan State, Maryland. I'm being contrarian. The main reason I'm picking Maryland and Maryland plus one on this one is just because 80% of the picks have gone on both the others. So I'm trying to be contrarian. I'm trying to earn myself a little more IQ, more risk index stuff. So I originally did like Michigan State on the money line at plus 115. I saw that. I liked it. I think this is a game they win. It's March. It's Tom Izzo. I've been harping about these coaches in March lately. With the Boeheims and the Larrañagas and Coach K and Roy Williams. You know, it's just those coaches may have terrible seasons, but it's like once they get into this situation, it's a whole nother ballgame. But Turkchen, he's a coach that has had some success in March also. So, rolling with the Terrapins, money line, and plus one. Oklahoma State, let's go Pokes, taking on the Mountaineers. Got to wear my orange today to work. I'm going to put some gear on, and I'm going to hopefully be able to keep my eyes on this game as I am helping people. Oklahoma State, plus 129, plus 3. That's what I'm rolling with. South Florida, I think their size advantage against Temple is way too much. The movement of those bigs, the passing of those bigs. Now, Alexis Yetna is questionable. I originally had this game on my card because I think it's a great spot for USF. However, I went ahead and took it off because him and one other guy is questionable and their health. I'm just not 100% sure. Yetna did play last game, if I remember right, and he was a late add. He was questionable for a good while, but I believe he'll be good to go in this game. I just don't want to trust it 100% right now this early. And I know I'm not going to be able to get into it closer to tip. So I got to just kind of leave this one off, and it sucks because I like this game. I mean, I'm still making my play on Tally site, but I'm not going to be able to submit it on my betting card or my picks or my plays. I wanted to. I really did. I like this matchup for South Florida. +103, some other stuff. I think last night they were still +110. But they're also getting a bucket. So rolling with the Bulls with my picks here. Kentucky straight up against Mississippi State. Kentucky, I think they won like two in a row to end the year. What a weird year for Kentucky, but, you know, here's another one of those coaches in March. So I'm just blind betting Kentucky in this one, even though it's -171. That's just crazy. Georgetown, Villanova. Give me Villanova straight up. You know, the loss of Gillespie is going to be ginormous. I don't know if it's going to be enough to allow Georgetown to beat Villanova, though. Still 8 points. It's a weird spread for me. Over-under. Over-under 140.5. I'm not too big of a fan of that just because overs with Villanova can be so weird. And Georgetown, for that fact, the fact of that matter. Northern Colorado. Really, 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 really like this game. I'm going Northern Colorado +7. And then I'm looking at going over 143, but I'm also going to pick Southern Utah. So I am rolling out the, what is that? The trifecta. I'm going to try to get the trifecta. Trying for a trifecta. So rolling that out. Northern Colorado, like them plus the points. Southern Utah is going to win outright, in my opinion, though. Ohio and Kent State. Kent State +110. Kent State +2. I think their offense is just a little more dynamic. Their defense is way better than Ohio's. I don't understand why this line is as small and weird as it is. Ohio does have two really great players, one being Jason Presley. But, you know, Kent State is way more balanced, has a lot more depth. Long Beach State, UC Santa Barbara, the Gauchos. I'm going to roll with them as the heavy, heavy favorite. Long Beach State's probably like the one in the bottom five teams in the college basketball land. Over 140. Vanderbilt, Florida. I like Vanderbilt. I picked them in the first round in my championships challenge that I put together with, you know, a bunch of different hoop ballers, listeners, and other Twitter profilers, and other podcast networks. We got David Bierman from ESPN in the pool, and we got people from the Dad Bods podcast. You know, shout out to Odds Fellow and Pun Picks. So we got listeners in there. Adam, shout out to Adam. Guns Picks, you know, if you're not familiar with Guns Picks, great guy, went on a huge burner last night. I think he went like 11-1 in his picks. So some really, really great talented minds, and looking to fill the March Madness one up too. So keep your ears and eyes posted on that. Want to make sure to have some fun. Well, I'm rolling Vanderbilt. That was a long tangent I was getting off of. I like Vanderbilt +90 right here, +290, +8 on the spread. No opinion on over under 145. I think that, you know, Scotty Pippen Jr. is a good player. He averages almost 20 points a game. And yeah, so look out for him. Look for him to be able to get some stuff done against this Florida defense. Minnesota, I'm getting crazy here. +451 against Ohio State. I'm going to go ahead and roll with that. I'm looking for some major upsets in these conference tournaments today, and I think there is some very likely, big likelihood that we see something today. Minnesota, like I said, they're getting healthy, and they struggled to win that game against Northwestern. They had to come from behind. I thought the bet was dead. You know, I stopped checking in on the Minnesota game. Well, I didn't have a bet, but it was a pick. I had them yesterday, and I had them in my conference tournament pool. So, yeah. Miami, +9.5 for me today. I've bet against Miami so many times. It's time to just jump on the Miami train and try to get it right this time. Over 138.5 is another thing that I'm looking at. Currently, Miami sits at number one in fouls committed per game. You know, they are a very well-coached team. Here's another – I talked about Larrañaga at the top of the show, but I think Josh Pastner's still a little green in the trousers as far as, you know, experience in the ACC tournament. Postseason play is not something that Josh Pastner has a lot of experience in abundance. So coaching matchup, you know, is huge for me in this one. And with how well McGusty and Miami's been playing, they've been hitting their shots and their numbers are really low. Their stats, their metrics, their adjusted efficiencies and whatnot. You'll see that they're low. They've had a rough year. They've been terrible. Miami's been one of the worst teams this year in the ACC, if not the worst. Boston College is really bad. But, yeah, I like Miami +9.5 over 138.5. There's, you know, going to be all sorts of upgraded offensive success probability, in my opinion. Lots of upticks. So, McGusty's going to have a good game. Filling in for all those guys that Miami's been down. Like 4 or 5 roster players. Arizona State, Oregon. I'm picking Oregon straight up. Going under 147.5. I could see Oregon controlling this one. But I could also see it being something that if it is a close game, both teams are going to have to work for their buckets. I'm going super chalk, taking the Baylor pick straight up. I'm not going to name the odds, but, you know, Baylor's probably going to win that game. Seton Hall, St. John's. I'm going to roll on the side of St. John's +104, +1.5 on the spread also. I'm just going to double down. Tulane, Tulsa, under 126.5 is the only thing I have an opinion on there. Alcorn State, Texas Southern. Give me Texas Southern straight up. Miami of Ohio against Buffalo. I got Buffalo straight up. I got over 151. Just taking an under in Buffalo games is, you know, one of the more harder things to do in life. So I'm good on that. Montana State -2.5 against Idaho State. Both pretty bad teams, but here's the thing with Idaho State. They were right there with Idaho, and struggling to get their first win for a while throughout the season. So no opinion on the over under of 130. Montana State -2.5. It, you know, might as well throw them on the money line also. -148. Rider, St. Peter's. Man, the underdogs in the MAAC tournament have had immense success. This is a 2 seed in St. Peter's. Ryder got an upset win against Monmouth. That was Fairfield that beat Monmouth. Ryder beat someone else, and I can't remember it. You'd think I'd just remember every single game that happened in the college basketball season and be able to pull it out from whenever. So, St. Peter's straight up, St. Peter's -6. I think this could be a blowout. Cal State, Bakersfield, UC Davis, over 133.5. Nevada, Boise State, over 147. No opinion on the spread. These two teams have played pretty weird whenever they've gone up against each other. So I'm looking to just go ahead and stay on the total. Morgan State, Florida A&M. This is a game I'm excited for. I've got Morgan State on the money line. Got a -3. This is the MEAC quarterfinals. And you wouldn't expect it, but Morgan State's ranked top 100 and top 50 in multiple different metrics. They're actually one of the best teams in the country in regards to offensive rebounding. I believe they're 12th. I'm looking for Morgan State to give more effort on the glass in this matchup. And the Bears are also 11th nationally in opponent turnovers per game. So, you know, I like the Bears in this spot. Going to roll in Morgan State. Spoiler alert, they made it onto the wager pass. Butler, Creighton. I'm not touching that. All right, this is, and I might lose followers or whatever, but like this is something you'll find out about me. And I'll go off on a brief tangent here. With the Creighton situation, with Doug McDermott, he should be out of there. You know, he shouldn't even have had an opportunity to come back. And I try not to bet or handicap emotionally, but I do get emotional about college basketball, and it's something that I really love and that I like. And for a coach to make insensitive racist comments in, you know, about his own team, I'm sorry, you're a racist if you do something like that. That is extreme prejudice. For you to be able to fly off the handle and say some things like he did about players and kids that you were supposed to be molding. So I hope that Butler beats the shit out of Creighton today in this game. I am no longer interested in looking at Creighton. It's nothing against their team. It's nothing against the players. I am purely against Craig. What's his name? And I think I said Doug at first. Papa McDermott, Daddy McDermott. You know, totally against him right now. And I think that's as far as my opinion goes on the Butler Creighton game. So moving forward, New Orleans, Northwestern State. Hey, that New Orleans offense showed up yesterday. Southeast Louisiana didn't know what to do with it. They moved on. They're getting Northwestern State. And, hey, I like them right here in this spot too. I think this is an offense that's going to be able to keep rolling in the Southland College Conference tournament. So I think that they'll have success on their side of the bracket. And then once they match up with a Texas team, they could run into some issues. The way they got that tournament set up is the Louisiana teams are in one side of the bracket. The Texas teams are in the other. So you're, would it be Abilene Christian, your Texas Southern, Sam Houston's are on one side. Then you got your New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana and McNeese. And, you know, there's another one in there. Northwestern State on one other side. So Bowling Green, Akron. Man, I could not bring myself to pick this game. As much as I talk about loving the MAC and the MACtion and them being in March and then this tournament being huge and how it's going to be one of my favorite tournaments, you'd think I'd have some picks on it. But I am just really looking forward to this tournament, seeing how it plays out, watching the games. And I'm looking for extreme value spots. And I had a pick on the Buffalo game earlier. But, you know, I will wait and see. Because I think, I mean, this thing is going to pop wide open here soon. You know, it's been real tight lines early in the games and really, really sharp action. So I'm going to go ahead and leave off the Bowling Green and Akron game off my card and just move forward.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Duke, Florida State. I got Duke winning. I have them making it to the semifinals, and I have UNC matching up with them, because the college basketball fan in me wants that to happen for them to have a chance to go to the ACC final. Duke, you know, they get this win, they're probably in, they're definitely in March. They're very much so high on the bubble. It could be a next four in, you know, a team that locks in their spot for sure. They've had some other good quality wins. Been a down year for Duke, and they've had a star player opt out. You know, Coach K is in what, his like 50th year there. A joke, but it seems like it. And again, I talk about these coaches. It's just a common theme with me in March, and it's the coaching. You know, teams are going to be won, or games are going to be won and lost by the teams that are coached better. It's just going to come down to clock management and lack of mistakes and keeping your team in a winning position. Play calling, execution, you know, it's just going to, that's what makes March so crazy. I'm going to probably be looking at coaching matchups more as we move along. Western Kentucky against UTSA. Go ahead and give me the Hilltoppers straight up. No opinion on the spread of 7.5 or over under 149. OU and Kansas. Yeah, Kansas straight up. I got them going to the final and losing to Baylor. So, OU did their job for my bracket picks for the conference tournament yesterday by getting the win. Now they need to do their job today and lose to KU. Minus three KU, that's a key number. I might just take it, you know, because it's a key number. Yeah. That's good betting analysis. Take it because it's a key number. Missouri, boy, howdy, I tell you, they better beat Georgia. They better beat Georgia is all I'm saying. Been high on this Missouri team all year. They've been a part of the HoopBall fandoms, and we've followed them and taken advantage of cashing some tickets. We've lost some tickets. We've stayed off of them as of late. So let's see if they can do what they're supposed to and, you know, see about getting a win. East Carolina, UCF with their size and their defense, I think completely controls this game. So I'm going to take UCF straight up. No opinion on the minus five, though. Northern Arizona, Eastern Washington, over 150. Like that. Rice, UAB. I'm going to go ahead and take plus nine for Rice, but I've also got UAB winning outright. Over under 141 is a tough one. It's a defense as great as UAB's, but Rice also plays decent defense in the same time as allowing opponents to shoot a pretty high percentage. The problem is UAB's offense is, you know, their effective field goal percentage is about 48%. Both of these offenses are. So Seattle, California Baptist, Cal Baptist minus 107. It's pretty much a pick 'em. I like the Cal Baptist side. Seattle's proven to be a bit more inconsistent throughout the season. Niagara, and we're into the 6:30 games now, y'all, so we're just kind of rolling through. Niagara minus 115. Niagara minus one. I like Niagara in this spot. That defense that they roll out there is pretty tough. They play physical. So I'm looking for that. North Carolina Central, Norfolk State. I like Norfolk State straight up. I'm trying to decide on the spread. I've got some notes that I was looking at. Norfolk's got a plus 3.1 point differential this year, and also turnover percentage is going to be really, really low for them. But NCCU, North Carolina Central, is getting an uptick in three-point shooting, a significant one. You know, it's not a true road game, but, you know, it's like a half road game. So I'm still looking to see how teams perform when they travel. And NCCU is really bad on the road. Away from home is what I'll say. Norfolk, I think they could live at the free throw line. 17th in makes, 13th in attempts in the country, shooting 74% from free throw. The free throw line would be definitely a huge help to covering that spread. I am very strongly 99% sure that Norfolk State, and you know, wins this game. You know, they're just a more better team with a little bit more talent than North Carolina Central. And that 5 and 5.5, you know, I'm leaning 5.5, but there's still something, a couple numbers I'm waiting for them to pop out at me that I see that I really like to be able to tip me over. Maybe some late movement to North Carolina Central, getting it down to like 4.5 would be something that I could get behind. UC Irvine straight up against Cal Poly. Cal Poly a +932 underdog. So, yeah, I'm just going to roll Irvine straight up. No true opinion, though, on it. USC straight up against Utah, over under 140, +6.5 on the spread. I'm going to go ahead and leave this game alone, but I am taking USC straight up on Tally Site in order to make a pick on it. South Carolina and Ole Miss, I'm looking at over 140. South Carolina could not stop a stop sign if they tried. Ole Miss, the Rebels, you know, their defense is good, so I'm worried that South Carolina's already inefficient offense won't be able to do nothing to help this over. But I think it's a game where Ole Miss could score 85 points. And if they get their offensive efficiencies figured out, they can go ahead and get a bunch of points. And this could be a blowout. So UNLV, Utah State. No true opinion on this one as of right now. I think that Utah State and UNLV, Utah State, just when they don't match up really, really well, they tend to struggle. And UNLV's playing decent. You know, they play decent getting into the tournament, different seeding and all that. I can't find value in the over 135.5 or the under. And I'm having a hard time with the spread. So this is a game that I'm just going to go ahead and need to punt. Sam Houston State against Lamar. Lamar played really well last night. They're +8 today against Sam Houston State, over under 137.5. No opinion. I'm looking at maybe Sam Houston State winning outright. Other than that, I'm kind of good on. UConn. Really love the UConn Huskies in this spot. It's, you know, March, Connecticut. And I got them winning the Big East, you know, their first year back in it. We got traditional old Big East Connecticut basketball, Big East tournament. Now we just need to get Syracuse back in there. And it'll be good for college basketball fans. So Connecticut, -13, though. It's a lot of points. UNC, the favorite against ranked Virginia Tech. I was not expecting that. I was hoping they were going to open up as an underdog so I could take them as the underdog. But, I mean, they're playing really well right now. Excuse me. I mean, I got them going to the ACC championship. If their defense plays well and they can hit their shots and free throws and at least give some effort on the glass, this is a hard team to stop. And they're rolling right now. Roy Williams, another one of those March teams. Watch out. I like them winning against Virginia Tech. So Penn State, Nebraska. I'm sorry, Wisconsin. Nebraska's who they beat last night. I like Wisconsin in this spot straight up. Wisconsin -5 has some value, especially if they can get that deep ball going. Southern -1.5 against Grambling State. I'm going to roll with that. Texas is the short underdog, +1.5 as well as +103. I'm going to throw those out there. Louisiana Tech, Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic's the big underdog. 7.5 points is the spread. I think Florida Atlantic wins this game outright. The way they play, They're able to knock Louisiana Tech off their spots offensively. This Florida Tech or Florida Atlantic defense from time to time has been the anchoring force for this team. I think we're going to see over 137 points also. Montana, Weber State, another plus 200 underdog that I like. Montana State plus 6, over under 141.5. I've got no opinion on the total, but plus 6. You know, I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at this Montana team, the Grizz, going against the Wildcats of Weber State. And I would want to look into their head-to-head results from in the conference play. But I'm just trying to find a little bit more value in this game. I do like the plus 213, plus 215 if you can get it. It's yeah, this is an intriguing spot for me. And it's a 9 o'clock game tonight, so I'll be able to maybe get into it a bit more later in the day. And we'll love to dig more into that one. For right now, I'm going to go ahead and put Montana plus 213 and plus 6 in. Old Dominion, North Texas. This is going to be a really good matchup here. North Texas plus 4.5. Or I'm sorry, minus 4.5. Old Dominion, even though they're the higher seed, they're the underdog. So North Texas is rolling. Old Dominion plays some slow basketball. North Texas tries to play really fast. Can be interesting to see who changes their style. Texas Rio Grande Valley, New Mexico State. I'm going to go with plus 11.5 for UTRGV. And then under 131.5. Both these offenses aren't known for their dynamic shot making. Hawaii, plus 5. UC Riverside is who they're facing. That's kind of where I'm rolling on that. I wouldn't be shocked if Hawaii won because they have that really good defense. But Hawaii plus 5 is where I'll be at today. Colorado State straight up against Fresno State. Fresno State plus 8.5 has some intriguing value to me. Fresno State's been playing well the last month. 136.5 is the total. No opinion on that. Both these offenses I've seen light it up, but I've seen both their defenses play really well. Colorado State's mostly, though. Cal in Colorado. Cal's getting 15 points. I'm going to go ahead and take those. Colorado winning outright makes a lot of sense to me. Over under 133.5. The over, look at that too. There. Cal plus 15 over 133.5. And that is going to wrap up the tally site picks. Just submitted 19 more on top of what I already have submitted. I think I submitted 71 last night. Tanya, sitting at that number 2 spot's got me antsy. Let me run through a couple other bet angles and some things that I'm looking to maybe take advantage of. But as I let that load, I'm going to remind y'all, hey, go leave some 5-star reviews for us. We're wrapping up Dan's giveaway for his show. We're going to probably we're doing a separate one on this show. But leave a 5-star review on Apple Music, Apple Play, whatever it's called. Apple. And you go over there, leave at least a 10-word 5-star review. You know, that's the criteria, in my opinion. Screenshot it, send us the screenshots because it takes a little while to process the reviews for Apple. So screenshot it, send it to us at Dan Bespris, at DALE007, at Hootball Gaming, at Hootball Tweets, or support at hoop-ball.com. Send it over to us so we can take a look at it for you. Let's get you taken care of. Okay, so some picks that I'm literally, you know, these are my betting picks. I'm going to run through them, so there might be redundancy, but I'm going to go ahead and just run through. All right, so Syracuse plus 5. I love the orange today. Syracuse against Virginia. Virginia's just, they were one of the overrated team, most overrated teams, and you saw that with how they finished the ACC schedule. Northern Colorado +7 against Southern Utah. I love this Southern Utah team, but, you know, it is what it is. And Northern Colorado is getting some major upticks here, and Southern Utah is seeing some downticks. So I wouldn't be shocked if Northern Colorado got the upset. I would not be shocked. +265 money line underdog. And I don't feel, you know, too bad at all about maybe making that play, you know, putting a unit on +265. That's just me speaking, though. Ohio, Kent State. Like I said, I like Kent State. So +110 on the money line for the Golden Flashes. Miami, Georgia Tech. I got Miami +9.5. And then I also like over 138.5. I'm sorry, I got Miami -9. +9. God, I'm a mess. Wyoming, San Diego State. Wyoming +14.5. Why not? They're scoring buckets right now. And, you know, San Diego State's offense isn't as potent as a couple of the other teams that they've been going against lately. So, or efficient, I should say. They do have a pretty potent offense. They run a good offense. Over 151 in the Miami-Buffalo game. UCLA -225. I know it's a lot of juice, but I'm trying something here. I am I got an experiment I'm doing. UCLA -225.5. I got 2.25 units on it to win me my one. I'm trying an experiment. Morgan State, like I talked about, love them -2.5. Duke +138 on the money line. Rice +9 against UAB. Cal Baptist pick. Norfolk State, NCCU, like I said, still deciding on that -5.5 for Norfolk. UNLV, Utah State, UNLV. I got +8.5 on my betting card. I must have set that to the side and wanted to look at it more, so. And then Hawaii, UC Riverside. Like I said, Hawaii +5 over 135, UC Riverside. So that's where I'm looking as far as college basketball. Tally site Thursday. Went through my tally site picks, where I'm at currently in the rankings, what I'm trying to accomplish. And then other stuff. Let's see. You know, it's a nice NBA card, but a lot of teams are starting to come back and play tonight. I'm just going to graze through these really, really quickly, and then I'm going to wrap this show up, y'all. Show's been a little more unconventional lately. I've been trying some different things out, looking at some scheduling stuff, just trying to, you know, like, you know, different content. And with as crazy as March is about to get, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm trying some things out. I want to get your opinion. If you think it's something you're interested in, I'd love feedback. I always love feedback about the show and myself in general, about what I can get better at or what I can learn from. But also, I want to figure out how to do like maybe a live stream or a simulcast or just like a live commentary thing about March Madness, so we can look at some live values. And it's going to be a lot of lines. It's going to be a lot of numbers. It's going to be a lot of games flying at you. So up to the minute stuff is going to be not hard to come by, but you know, it's, you know what I'm saying? It'll be good. So, looking here, Detroit, Charlotte, over 224. I really enjoy the overs and the Charlotte games. Houston, Sacramento, no true opinion. Golden State +7. I'm looking at that. I like that a little bit. Phoenix -4.5. Dallas -5.5 against Oklahoma City. I'm going to go ahead and – Dallas is on the second game of back-to-back. Oklahoma City +5.5 at home. Chicago's a 4-point favorite against Philly, even though Philly's down a lot of guys. I know that. But NBA teams being down a lot of guys and key guys lately has just been so weird and hard to bet. New Orleans, Minnesota over 238.5. I like that. Bucks, Knicks. Brooklyn -3. I know Troy really liked that as well. So that's what I'm going to roll with. Just, I wanted to grab some NBA. I wasn't really looking to do deep dives. So if that's what you're looking for, I apologize. But yeah, that's what I'm looking at there. Just those six picks, went ahead and grabbed those. Just right here with y'all. So you kind of know what I'm looking at. Okay. Yes. Let's get this wrapped up. Let's go ahead and get moving. I got to get this out quick for y'all because we have some early, early stuff going today, and we need to get this thing locked and loaded for you. So lots of basketball all day today, pro, college, and we're going to get into it all. So buckle up. Go ahead and subscribe. Go ahead and listen up. Go ahead and follow us at Hoopball Gaming. Go to hoop-ball.com. Go ahead and join the family. The best part about the premium content, the Discord servers. I love them. I talk about them a lot. And those are things that are fun, you know, those channels. So look into that. March coming up, man. This is going to be it's crazy. So go ahead and give us follow, give us a listen, give us a like. As always, I'm sending you my good vibes, all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. So let's have a great, safe day. Let's have some fun plays and let's enjoy something positive in our day. So get out there, be kind and be safe.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.